Radio Prague News. President Václav Klaus has acknowledged the government's plan to cut and tax his salary. Czech police officers will be asked to take a 10% pay cut next year within the government's planned austerity measures. And Prague councillors are planning to reopen debate on a plan which would see homeless people evicted from the city centre. President Václav Klaus has acknowledged the government's plan to cut and tax his salary, saying that the economic situation called for belt tightening at all levels. In an interview for Mladá Fronta Dnes, the president said that his office already operated on a modest budget and would further reduce its expenditures. Even so, the president could not resist a jibe at the finance minister, saying that he had been somewhat amused to find that in the 10 million strong Czech Republic, the head of state would be asked to make the biggest sacrifice. The cabinet has proposed reducing the president's monthly salary, which amounts to 196,000 crowns, by 5% and levelling a 15% tax on his income. Ex-president Václav Havel will also see his 50,000 crown monthly income taxed. Under current law, the president alone is exempted from tax duty. Czech police officers will be asked to take a 10% pay cut next year within the government's planned austerity measures. 10% cuts have been ordained for all ministries, but it is up to the institutions themselves to decide whether to lay off staff or implement pay cuts. Police President Oldřich Martinů told Czech television on Sunday that he was not in favour of laying off staff. He said the cost cuts would also mean that the police would have to restrict some of its activities in the future. Prague councillors are planning to reopen debate on a plan which would see homeless people evicted from the city centre to a specially allocated place in the suburbs. Councillor Jiří Janeček, who drafted the proposal, says it would have numerous advantages, letting homeless people live as they like without being bothered by frequent police checks and ordered to move elsewhere. Mr. Janeček describes the homeless colony as an oasis, where the homeless could be taken by minibuses and where special workers could provide assistance and prevent conflicts. Human rights activists and NGOs are shocked by the proposal, saying that it is a plan to build a ghetto from which homeless people would find it impossible to return to a normal life. Former Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek has said he has no ambitions to return to high politics. Speaking on a televised debate, Mr. Paroubek said he would not be running for the top party post at an upcoming party conference in the spring and named David Rath as the man he would most like to see at the helm. The former leader, who has been widely blamed for the party's poor showing in the last general elections, said he would focus on his work as a deputy, write a number of books and maybe establish an internet magazine. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.